Hello?
Hey, Chad, it's Gail at Local Splash. How are you?
Hang in there. How are you?
Good. Did you get at least your stuff moved? Probably not moved in, but...
Moved out. moved out from one office, sitting in another office, but not, like, set up, so...
Oh, gotcha. Okay, you're moving offices then.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I assumed you were moving households when you said you were moving.
No.
Gotcha. All right. So, let me see here. We need 2 half-hour slots, and that's all we'll need. So, let's see.
Can you tell me, I know we talked about that it would be a month free because of some of the issues you had, mm-hmm. but then we talked about the ongoing cost of $299, which included the $199 for the monthly flat and then $100 for the per month Facebook ads, et cetera. But then you mentioned something about $609 was like Google guaranteed program or something.
So your monthly minimum for the Google Guaranteed, I believe, was at $609. Let me just double check that for you. And so we haven't started on the Google Guaranteed process yet because of the switch from Bailey to you. So that's a 4 to 8 week process. It usually will take Google. So you won't have any charges there until that approval process is done for the Google Guaranteed. And I'm looking back at our log here.
You told me some, and I had notes about 4 to 8 week approval process, but did that process start or not start?
Nope, has not started yet.
It didn't even start.
Right. So we were actually, at the time you and the hands changed from Bailey to you, we were waiting for her to complete the Google Guaranteed application, which is something that Google requires. And we really can't do anything on our end with the Google Guaranteed portion until the application is completed. And then that was the next thing then is the call with our Google Guaranteed onboarder. So that process is not started, but everything else has been started. So Facebook, programming in your Google Business profile, that's all in the works already and has been since Bailey hired us. Does that make some sense?
Yeah, I'm okay,
kind of.
So,
where are you fuzzy?
Okay, so I'm just trying to decipher my notes.
Do you want me to just kind of run through a quick recap for you?
No, I'm. Hang on one second. So. Okay.
So your local map programming is $199 a month, and then your Facebook ads is $100, so that's $299, and that is your flat monthly rate is just $299. The Google Guaranteed application fee Bailey already paid, so there's absolutely nothing due monetarily on the Google Guaranteed portion until that approval process.
Paid how much? The $609?
Correct. And you won't pay that out until we notify you that the application has passed through Google. So
she paid but never signed up. She paid but never filled out the rest of the stuff, so it's just been sitting there doing nothing.
Exactly. On the Google Guarantee.
Can I get a refund on that?
The $250 application fee is a non-refundable because we send it right off to Google. But if you don't want to do the Google Guaranteed, and then of course we don't have to go through that process, But what are you thinking?
I'm just honest with you. I don't like I thought the very first time we talked, we had a great talk and everything sounded promising. But then when I started to go to look at the stuff of what it was doing, if I did search, like if I sat in the office and all that, our things didn't come up at all. So then I know we talked and that a lot of that was because Bailey didn't fill stuff out. So I guess where I'm kind of confused that is why I realize a lot of this is in her hands, and she messed it up, which is why everything's being changed. But then what I'm trying to learn is I was very frustrated with the whole just like when I talk to you, it goes smooth and we make progress. But then if I don't talk to you, it was a complete nightmare. And I feel like to get stuff accomplished that I've got to have different texts, different calls, different emails, different things. Like I like to just deal with one person that can say, understand, here's what we're trying to do and help me with the whole process. And so I don't understand what certain stuff was paid, like how it doesn't even do any search on anything if we pull it up. Like our name didn't even come up. And so I'm just looking at the best way to go forward. So I was trying to understand what all we pay. So we're committed to the $199 plus $100, which is $299 a month. That's the ongoing thing. The reason that it doesn't even search if I do our ad right now is, like, I thought it would at least work. I understand the Google guarantee isn't set up yet, and that's in the process. So that $250 fee now is gone and spent no matter if we use it or don't use it. And the Google guarantee will do what? Like, here's my notes I wrote. It's a newer program. We pay per lead. Those are exclusive to us. And exclusive to us, the 4 to 8 week approval process.
Correct.
And then I just understand something about pay-per-click in promo or QR codes and different things. Like, what would that?
So, okay. Part of why this is so confusing for you, I'm looking at the emails and the texts, and I can see why you're confused. And I just was looking back through the logs a little bit deeper here too. So, Bailey did the initial onboarding call, which is that call kicks off our work and our programming. So I'm looking at the logs from our technician. So Kyle is your Facebook technician and Gabriel is your local map programming technician. So yes, you do have two different technicians. And the reason we do that way is because each of those gentlemen are very specialized in those two areas. So rather than have a jack of all trades and a master of none, you're getting precision people for each portion of your campaign. And I was just looking back through here. It looks like, and this would explain why you're not showing up at all yet. So Bailey did the onboarding call, but then she did nothing, it looks like, after that. So we've got your ads written for Facebook, but she never sent us the access to your Facebook business page so that we could go in and get the ads running. Same thing with your Google business profile. So basically after the onboarding call, there is a little bit of homework. It's we need access to your Google business profile and Facebook business page. And it looks like those were never turned over. So we've gotten as far as we can in the process in programming things without being able to publish them. So the next step should have been, she should have done basically the homework, sent back or granted us access to the Facebook business page, Google business profile, then we can continue. So that's kind of right now, well, it's not kind of, it is. It's where we're stalled out right now was getting
the first three
you.
If did a search, it didn't do anything. Like, I realized it wasn't optimized. I realized the Facebook stuff he never got. I realized the Google guarantee never got done because she didn't talk the application. But it would seem like if you're doing it for 3 weeks, that if you did a search, at least basic web page and stuff like that would come up. And I've noticed that none of that even comes up.
Right. And that's because we haven't been able to publish our programming. So our technicians have got the programming ready. They can't get into your account and without getting into those two accounts and inserting our programming, basically, it looks like we've done nothing. Because nothing.
So what are the two things you would need to get? I'm going to see how I would get this, but what? Mm-hmm. I'm just not sure if this is even the route we're going to go. But what would be the two things that I need to get access to so I can find out on our
Sure. So we need access to your Facebook business page, and it would be guest admin access. And so when we talk with maybe Kyle, they may actually change to someone else. But anyway, when we do that onboarding call, basically, it's for you. The onboarding call is going to be catching you up to speed. These are the missing components. This is how to get it to us. Those types of things so that we can move to the next steps. So yes, Facebook admin access. And then
guest admin access. What was the other one?
Your Google business profile. And we would need admin access to that also. And any of these two, so what I was hoping to do, and I'm happy to stay on through the call if you would like, I keep calling it your onboarding call because for you, it's walking through our normal process so that it makes more sense. Right now you're trying to play hopscotch, jumping right into the, jumping in from the sidelines onto the eight square. So you're behind the normal steps. So right now, what you've got sitting probably in your inbox or Bailey's inbox and your phone is what looks like a mound of stuff you don't know what to do with. Right? I mean, I'm sure we've sent you a lot of emails. Part of those are reminders that, by the way, we still need Facebook access. We still need GDP access. Like, is that about what you've got?
I started looking at them, and then we had calls set up, so I didn't, go through them, because I figured they were going to do them during those calls, and then the calls we had the issue with the calls, so I didn't look at them. But I keep getting texts.
No worries.
Like, even we talked on maybe Thursday, and I said I'm going to be out moving all day Friday, and we said we'll have a call Monday to figure out the next steps. Then I kept getting things about payment. You got to do payment or your thing's not working. And my understanding is nothing's working yet anyways because it's not set up correctly. So I'm like, why am I rushing to pay when nothing's working anyway?
And that was so what I was hoping to do. I went to bat to get the free month for you because, we've got some lost time. It's not your fault. It's just circumstances. But yes, and that's why I got the free month for you. But yes, next thing we do need to do is do the call with your technician, and I'll be on the line too, so that we can just catch you up to speed on exactly where they're at and what they need. And the messages, those are automated messages at this point. If we don't basically check off the box that says we've got Facebook admin access, the system continues trying. So it's sending you reminders. And that's where we need to kind of catch you up and tell you exactly what we need.
Yeah, that's the part that I hate. I like you and I did, I like getting on the phone, walking through it, figuring out what it is, and I feel like everything's so automize this automatic email, this and this and this. And if I have an issue with anything, I'm very worried that issue is going to get fixed as I'm not good with technology. And as I'm trying to build a whole ad campaign that ties Facebook to social media, other social media to these ads, to this, I'm like, how the heck am I going to get this thing working when, et cetera. So,
I know.
Okay.
It sounds, So the way we eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And right now you've been trying to, well, play catch up. I know. And it looks like you have to eat the elephant all in one bite, and you don't. And I'm, if anything goes sideways, Chad, I am here. I mean, if you don't understand anything, or if you have problems later down the road with any of our people or any of our processes, I do want to know. I've been after them since last week when we discovered the goofed up phone number. So I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not giving up. So I'll get you through it. I'll get you through it. Okay.
Okay. Well, so it sounds like anything though that we've already paid for, it's kind of on pause because nothing's really operating correctly as it is. So I'd rather just think about which direction I'm going to go and then wait a day or two rather than rushing through it and giving a payment and then doing something again to where it's halfway filled out. If it's not working and this thing isn't completely active, there's no use in even having it function, even attempting for it to be functional. In other words, if it's not done right, there's no use in doing it until I have
time. Oh, of course.
So,
right. So tell me, what would help you, Chad, to make more sense, get you caught up?
To be honest, I'm new to a lot of this stuff. I know how SEO works. I know how marketing works, but I don't know how all the systems go together. And I'm weighing options and talking with the other guys at the company since I just kind of came in to try to spearhead this and take notes of where it was, fix it. I'm trying to understand the best avenue of where I can have someone that helps me with all marketing across all avenues. So.
Right. And I want that
to
was
sit there and I'm kind of clueless and say, all right, I don't understand this. How do I do this? Okay. How does this tie into here? How does it, like, I'd rather actually pay a little more and have it all work very well and be functioning and be updated and make me look like I'm doing my job and we're getting all of our pages look good. Like, I'd rather pay extra to get a full service type product that's going to make sure that everything works. And I was very concerned in the last week. I had a great conversation with you and you're very helpful, but then anytime that we started to bring anyone to get the process done, it was a nightmare. And that's what I'm worried about going forward. Like, we set it all up and I'm like, okay, how am I going to deal with this if every time I want to get something done, I've got to have a different call and then I can tell them that please take Bailey's name off the list. They call Bailey, then they call me, and then they send an email to the wrong spot, and then they say, that's not my department. And I'm like, well, this is going to be really hard going forward when I'm trying to have posts go up every day and trying to really, like, I'm not worried about a discount budget. I'm worried about how do I get someone that's going to help me do this the right way, and we spend thousands of dollars a month and keep ramping it up every month because it's working, and I almost feel like I'm very worried if this is going to work.
And
so that's what I'm trying to understand more about.
Gotcha. And I understand. I can see how confusing it must look and how bad we look for botching our calls last week. Part of that is on me. It doesn't matter. Part of that is on me because I goofed where I put up a phone number. So that's not on our tech team. That's on me. I will take ownership of that all day long. But what you described is...
I know mistakes happen. And I know, like, I'm not worried because we missed one call because that could have been fixed later. I'm just kind of worried about how the whole communication, like, how the whole process works on an ongoing thing, because I'm just admitting to myself I'm not the best when it comes to doing all this social media and technology and all this stuff. I want to be sure that I can sit there and talk to someone if it takes an hour, which I realize it's going to cost more money and take more time and more effort, but in more handholding. But like, I, you
honestly,
know, when you say that, like, you guys can do the Facebook side of social media.
Yep.
You guys
and that's
really
already
social media.
Say that one more time. Sorry.
You don't help with, you guys, you said something like you help with, you can help with Facebook posts and some stuff like that.
So we do the Facebook ads portion. So the package that I put together for you guys when Bailey was still there was designed to do everything that you describe. And it's, once we get past this little hurdle of just catching you up and catching us up, frankly, on the things that Bailey didn't do, the Facebook business page access, Google business profile. Once we get past those little hurdles, and they're really not big hurdles, then it's going to be more even and steady flowing for you. So from, let me see if I can put this into a different way to look at it. We've only been able to partly do our job since Bailey hired us because we didn't get everything. Now, because of that and a phone number mix up, which is my bad, it looks like it's a mess. It's really not the mess that it seems to be right now. I know you've got a lot of emails. I know you got a lot of text messages. Probably don't know where to start. I can get you through all that if you just let me get you and me and your technician together. It's going to make a lot more sense as we walk forward.
Well, we're not going to have a technician. That's going to be me. That's part of the problem. I'm going to need someone that can show me what the heck I'm trying to find. But
oh, well, and that's part of it. Oh, that's part of it, too. If you don't know where to go for something or what settings to check off, that's us to help you do that. Now, we can't just, and you wouldn't want to anyway. I mean, you could give us your master login for Facebook, but you really, I wouldn't advise you give that to anybody, us included. You always want to maintain ownership of that. So unfortunately for that component, it means somebody from Core4 going into the business Facebook account. And then it's really a few simple clicks to give us guest admin access to it. Then we can go in and do our job. And then it's easy flowing for you from there on out. And basically the same thing applies with your Google business profile. I mean, you could give us the master login, but I would advise against it. I wouldn't give that to anybody. You want us in as guest access. And anybody else, please don't give that to anybody. Even if you fire me today and hire somebody else, don't give that out. You want to maintain ownership. So it's kind of like we're knocking on the door. You've got the door locked. You just need to open the door for us, and then we can come in and do our thing. And it's going to be a lot more flowing for you, which is what it's supposed to be, what it normally is. It's normally not this difficult, I promise you.
Do you guys do like a full service? Like you had said something about social media, about we do Facebook because we're associated with Facebook. But if I want to do Instagram and Twitter and link different to this, and I want to really expand on, like, if I'm dealing with Angie's List and Yelp and on and on and on and on, whatever things are that can help drive our sales and our business, our leads. Do you guys work with, like, as a full marketing agency, I guess, to help all this stuff in essence be tied together to where?
Excellent question. So
that everything's functioning the way it's functioning.
Can I make a recommendation for you?
Yeah.
So we do everything except creating posts. And what I would actually recommend as someone to do those posts, check out a virtual assistant. They're very inexpensive these days. A lot of them, that's what they do, is social media posts and managing. So we manage the ads portion. We don't do posts. It's just not part of our forte. And that's, you wouldn't want us to anyway, because it would be more expensive than it needs to be. But someone like a virtual assistant who you're only paying for the time that you use. So, for example, and I don't sell virtual assistant services, I'm just going to grab numbers. Let's say her hourly rate is $20 an hour. You only pay for the time you use. So let's say you ask her to do, I don't know, 5 Facebook posts a week or, you know, 5 across each of your platforms. Typically, you're only charged for the time that she works or he on your account doing those posts. And they're typically, if you look for someone who is specialized in the social medias, that's probably a better, it's a better option because they can focus just on doing the posts. The posts that would go on the social medias versus the ad space on the social medias are two completely different animals. But posts, those are really just kind of keeping in front of whomever your followers are. Typically, a lot of new business doesn't come through doing just post. So to do it more economically, I would recommend a virtual assistant for the posts portion.
I understand what you mean, but I'm kind of like, that's kind of what I'm concerned with is maybe my issue is I don't necessarily want the most economic. I guess the more moving parts that I have, the more different aspects of making sure that all this stuff works, mm-hmm. to save $100 or $200 or $300 or $1,000 a month, I don't really care. Like to save money and then me having to spend X amount of hours per day / per week to make sure that it's all functioning is one of my concerns. I'd rather pay more and make sure that it's managed and everything is linked together and I know that everything is and I can get a report at the end of the month that shows all this stuff and then go from there and spend my time working on other stuff, other projects within the company, other sales and meetings, sure. and different stuff, having to just manage sure. all this stuff. So that's what I'm trying to understand is, and the problem is I'm not asking educated questions because I don't understand how everything works. So if I would have been doing
this, you're doing fine.
Then I could say, okay, well, okay, you have this feature and how do I enhance this and how do I add this and how do I subtract? The problem is I'm not familiar with it enough to ask educated questions. So I see this big thing right. as all these moving parts and how do I get everything to flow the right way? And that's what I'm concerned with. Like I'd rather.
Okay. Well, let us, if you would, let us catch you up to speed with the technical side. Okay. I'll stay on the call. Typically I don't usually sit through that call, but I will for you. I'll as long as that call takes to get you up to speed. And that's what this package was designed to do, excluding posts. We don't do the Facebook or the social media posts. But rather we manage all of the other digital aspects. So the only missing component from this package then, and honestly, you don't even need a ton of posts over on Facebook. The way the ads program is set up, it really doesn't matter if you're doing regular posts or not. So, I mean, I'd hate to see just the lack of posts to your Facebook page ruin everything else for you. You see what I mean? I mean, in the overall scheme, it's not a big factor. It's not a big factor in what will drive more leads to Core 4. The social media posts aren't typically. I mean, unless you strike it lucky and you get something that goes viral like we all want, but that's pretty rare. And that's usually something that's choreographed and, you know, I mean, like if you were talking TikTok videos, it happens, you know, they go viral and usually those are typically choreographed, ahead of time. Does that make sense? And I just hate to see the.
All right. Well, let me sit down over the next few days. I've got meetings all day tomorrow, and I'm traveling Wednesday through Friday, or actually through the weekend. And then let me just figure out where we are. It sounds like nothing's operational right now anyway. Nothing's doing the thing. It's going to be the week of Christmas. Not a whole lot of business is going to be done anyway. It's not like people are going to come out and want inspections on their roofs on Christmas Day.
Sure. Probably not. Probably not on Christmas Day. Okay.
We're about to have some cold, freezing weather over the next week here in Texas. So let me just get organized, then we'll set up those calls, or then we'll just, let me just sit down and figure out what the heck.
Okay.
The best way to tackle.
That sounds good. So maybe touch base in next week. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay. You got it, Ted. We'll talk.
All right.
And in the meantime, my gosh, have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate
you.
Bye.
Okay.
You bet. Bye-bye.